There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Posty, he's at it again, being super generous to servers who opened stores early for him.
Post Malone was in Utah, and he wanted to get some Pizza Hut pizza and some wings. The problem was the Pizza Hut he went to didn't open until 10 o'clock, and it was 9:30 in the morning. Well, the guy who was there after Posty knocked on the door, can you imagine that? Hi, hello.
Actually, Post Malone was just waiting outside. The manager got there, and there's Post waiting for Pizza Hut to open. Can you, even more surprising, the guy's been a fan of Post Malone since he was in middle school, and this guy pulls up to work 9:30 on a Saturday morning. God, that guy looks just like Post Malone waiting outside my locked Pizza Hut door.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said that they would open early for Post. So they made him some pizzas and some wings, and Post Malone tipped him $1,200.
Now, there are some questioning why Post Malone would be so hungry for pizza at 9:30 in the morning. I say nay. There's no bad time for pizza. No. As a matter of fact, that's been getting on my nerves as of lately. People who have a problem with those who don't eat traditional breakfast foods for breakfast.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting you say that.
Why?
Because coming up next, we're going to have a little chat about your most perfect girlfriend who has that exact problem.
Oh, wow. We're a match made in heaven. I thought we were, at least. I'm the guy who says eat whatever you want, whenever you want, especially mm-hmm. because of the hours that we keep. If I want to pound a bowl of chili at 5 in the morning, I'm going to pound a bowl of chili at 5 in the morning. What's the rule that says I have to have eggs and bacon and toast and cereal?
Agreed.
Pancakes.
Agreed.
No, man. If I want beef stroganoff at 4:30 a.m., I'm going to have beef stroganoff over egg noodles at 4:30 a.m.
That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. But I'm glad that you think I've got the most perfect girlfriend.
Listen, we're going to share this coming up next. We think that John has found a girlfriend who is absolutely perfect for him, especially because it involves judging food, and we know how much of a food judger John is. So we'll get into this coming up in just a minute.
I hardly endorse this next story. 833-287-1037. Right now, we want to get you on for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore when the two grace us this summer in July at Gallagher Square. You'll be there just by taking on Tammy at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037.
Point.
Here is the very generous and thankfully full of pizza and wings Post Malone, along with Blake Shelton, John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Tammy mentioned that she thinks I have finally found the perfect quote-unquote girlfriend,
the perfect partner
for me after a long search, and I think I know why. So earlier this week, my girlfriend Sam was flying flying in from Nashville, and she was complaining to me while on the flight about the woman next to her and what she was eating.
And you went, yes, well, this is why I love you.
Tammy and producer Jessica, and perhaps you listening at home, thinks I'm a food snob
not
at times.
Think, we know.
I consider myself to have a sophisticated palate. I don't think that's a food snob.
No, it's when you say it like that, that when you use that term, I have a sophisticated palate, when you're talking to somebody,
I mean,
it comes off snobby.
I don't think it's snobby to like meat properly prepared. I don't think it's snobby to keep ranch dressing far away from a pizza. I don't think those things are snobby. I think those are just the way things should be.
Oh my God. My husband, for the very first time ever last night, dipped the crust of his pizza in ranch dressing.
Right.
And you know what he said? He said, wow, that's actually really good.
He is not allowed to call himself an Italian anymore. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Italy just called. They're revoking his card. I know that people like putting their pizza in ranch dressing. I get that. It's just...
Sometimes when you're left with the crust, there's really nothing on it. So that helps.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I think this is the reason why Tammy thinks she's the perfect partner for me. So I had a conversation with Sam about it and just what her issue was with the woman on the plane eating next to her.
So is your issue today the fact that someone brought food onto the plane, or that the food was odoriferous at that time of morning for you?
The issue was with what she was eating at that time of the morning.
So it was what time?
Like at 9:15 a.m.
And what was she eating?
Prosciutto and mozzarella and a Lunchable with turkey and cheese and crackers.
So she needed her protein.
It just felt early for that. It had like a scent. That was just not great that early.
So I'm an odor phobe. You should know that about me.
I know.
And I am also bothered by strong smelling foods on planes. But I mean, was it stinky cheese or was it like the string cheese? It doesn't have a smell to it.
It was like when the plastic opened, you got like the whiff of like processed.
Yeah, and lunch meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah, so...
But also, I have an issue with Southwest right now, too, if we're going to be honest. Like, they don't change up their snacks at 9 in the morning, and they're giving out, like, Maui onion pretzel sticks with, like...
Yeah.
It's, like, not what you want at 9 a.m. with, like, orange juice.
Okay, so your problem is with the paleo-driven passenger next to you.
She was just a lot in general, though. And she had, like, a lot of layers.
She smelled like lunch meat. Oh, so you're just...
Plastic bag.
This is way beyond someone eating on a plane.
I
think I'm on Team Prosciutto here.
Have fun.
Boy, what a food snob she is.
That's so like you, except that because it was prosciutto, you're like, well, okay, I can have
that's
that anytime.
Not like me. I say bring what you want. I mean, as long as you're not bringing like...
No.
You can always tell when someone eats Subway in your office because the old onion wrapper is in the freaking garbage can. And even if they had no onions, it still smells like onions. You know what I mean? That I have a problem with.
But are you not guilty of when someone brings in food of their own and they're preparing or they're eating it, of going, that's not how you do that. Are you guilty of that or not?
Well, I wouldn't.
Come on.
Have I ever said to myself, that's not how you prepare that? Of course I have.
Not even to yourself. You say it out loud.
Or I make a noise. Like, oh.
I know, just like that.
I know. I should work on that. Sam doesn't like that when I do that when she orders at restaurants, it turns out.
Oh, my God. You guys are perfect for each other.
She got a steak well. And I was like, no.
She did?
No, I'm sorry. It was a burger. Okay. And it was medium well. I'm like, no.
Well,
and she's like,
I guess it depends on where you're getting the burger. I can see that.
Well, and she was very pointed about it. She goes, don't look at me and say no. Okay? I was like, oh.
Good for you, Sam.
And she wasn't really joking. She wasn't really joking, it turns out. Turns out people don't like that very much.
I love her.
Just don't bring lunch meat and cheese on an airplane next year.
In the morning.
And God forbid,
in
Southwest.
In the morning.
Would it kill you to give her an English muffin instead of some Maui onion pretzels? Sean and Tammy on San Diego's country station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Alpine. Say good morning to Shania. Hi, Shania.
Morning, John.
Good morning back. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, Shania?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Shania, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store on Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you also, Shania, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Luke Bryan just announced his country song came on tour that will have 30 plus tour stops. Every year, Luke hosts a Drunk Fest concert series called Crash My Playa. What country is it held in?
Mexico.
Christian Bale and his wife are building a $22 million village in L.A. so siblings in foster care can stay together. What superhero is Bale best known for playing?
I don't know.
All right. You just want to take a guess?
Spider-Man.
The owner of a multi-million dollar English mansion says he can't sell it because Adele stayed there years ago and then suggested on 60 Minutes that it might be haunted. What network has always aired 60 Minutes for 57 seasons?
I don't remember.
Bluey was the most streamed show of 2024 with 55.62 billion minutes viewed. What streaming network airs Bluey?
Netflix.
And finally, Blake Lively is really going through it with Justin Baldoni, the director and co-star of her movie It Ends With Us, and now she's getting it from another former co-worker, Chef Rosella Rago, who worked behind the scenes on this TV show where Blake starred as Serena Vanderwoodsen, says Blake was horrendous to work with and says she's throwing Justin under the bus because she's, quote, she's so used to being adored. What show was she on?
Couldn't tell you. I'm sorry.
That's really okay, Shania. No reason to apologize to me. It is I who should be apologizing to you for asking all the wrong questions today.
All the wrong questions.
Actually, not all. One of them was good. What do you got going on today, Shania?
I'm just on my way to work.
Yeah, okay. You excited about that or eh?
Middle of the week, so.
Yeah, right. It's hard to get excited about things on a Wednesday.
And not Wednesday's just that. Your... It's still January.
Right. And it's January 74th.
Yes. January 74th. Yes. That's funny. All right. Well, Shania did one out of five today, Tim. Okay. So maybe she's on to something.
Definitely
here.
January 74th.
Luke Bryan just announced the country song came on tour. That'll have 30-plus tour stops. Every year, Luke hosts a Drunk Fest concert series called Crash My Playa. What country is it held in?
Cancun, Mexico.
I'll just take Mexico as the country. Thank you.
Sorry.
It's 1-1. Christian Bale and his wife are building a $22 million village in L.A. so siblings in foster care can stay together. Isn't that nice? What superhero is Bale best known for playing?
Batman.
Yeah, he's the Dark Knight. Batman. Shania went with Spider-Man. 2-1, Tam. The owner of a multi-million dollar English mansion says he can't sell it because Adele stayed there years ago and then suggested on 60 Minutes that it might be haunted. Mm. What network has always aired 60 Minutes for 57 seasons?
All right, let me think of their ad. The stopwatch, 60 Minutes. CBS?
CBS is right. Shania did not know. 3-1, Tam. Bluey was the most streamed show of 2024 with 55.62 billion minutes viewed. What streaming network airs Bluey?
Nickelodeon?
ABC Kids. Mm. 3-1 still, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Blake Lively is really going through it with Justin Baldoni, the director and co-star of her movie, It Ends With Us. And now she's getting it from another co-worker, Chef Rosella Rago, who worked behind the scenes on this TV show where Blake starred as Serena Vanderwoodsen, says Blake was, quote, horrendous to work with and that she's throwing Justin under the bus because, quote, she's used to being adored.
Oof.
What is the show?
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl is right. She went on to say a lot more nasty things about Blake Lively. So I think there's definitely two sides to this
story. There's definitely two sides to the story. And if you read new latest text messages, you're like, ooh.
Has this guy got something? Has he got a case? Yeah. Well, either way, Shania, I got to get to work. Can we wrap this up, please? I know I lost. Give me my prize.
Come on. It's almost January 75th.
I know. Shania, here's what you won today.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Billy Currington and Kit Moore. They're going to be at Gallagher Square at Petco Park July 19th.
Yay, thank you.
Don't worry, July will be here in 58 months. In the meantime, Shania, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Shania from Alpine. I flunked out of Camus College of Hollywood Knowledge.
A restaurant that I go to in Carlsbad Village. It's a wealth of information, and I found out something very interesting yesterday.
Okay.
One of my servers said she'll never date this guy named Gary because she hates the name Gary. Not because the guy is gross or a jerk or mean or anything. It's his name.
Okay.
Automatically a no because he doesn't like the name. By the way, if your name's Gary, sorry, you struck out with this particular server.
Interesting.
Is getting involved with somebody a no-no just because of their name? 833-287-1037. Rebecca in Spring Valley, what's your deal with Steve's?
Hi, Hi. Yes, I will not date a Steve, so I could totally relate.
Okay, so okay, we need to know your Steve history here.
The history of okay. Steve. H-O-S. Go.
This is my luck. Okay, so the first Steve I dated was in high school. He was my high school boyfriend, and I really loved him, but he was, like, ready to get married right out of high school, and I was not about to do that, so I ended things with him.
Okay.
The second Steve was in college. He dumped me because he didn't want, he said, oh, I don't have time for a relationship. But then I found out that a month later he got a girlfriend and he ended up marrying her.
Okay.
So whatever. And then the third Steve,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just the way that you're kind of like, I can't believe I keep going back.
Steve number three.
Yes, it's insane. So the third Steve, I was, of course, apprehensive, but I kind of took it slow. We hung out and hooked up a couple times. That's when I found out that he had a girlfriend. So then he tried to gaslight me into thinking that it was okay. And I was the only one that had a problem with this situation.
Oh, Rebecca. Okay.
No more Steves for okay. me.
No more sure. Steves. Right. I don't blame you. Three times, that's out.
Rebecca, yeah. who in your personal world, as far as like movie star famous people, is like the most drop-dead gorgeous person you've ever laid eyes on?
Oh, my God. Ryan Gosling.
Okay, so Ryan Gosling knocks on your door. Forget he's Ryan Gosling. Hi, Rebecca in Spring Valley. My name is Steve.
Steve Gosling.
What
Why
happens?
Are you making it so hard?
I mean, you said no more Steves ever, but what happens if Steve Gosling? And I'm talking like crazy, stupid love Steve Gosling, not the fall guy Steve Gosling. I mean, what happens if it's that? And he takes his shirt off and you're like, oh my God, you're Photoshopped, but I can't because you're Steve.
Oh, can I call you Stevie?
Stevie. Yeah. So Stevie is okay. Would you accept a Steven?
If that's the case, I do have to say that I might have to give it to my whole Steve.
But only if he's a Gosling. Gotcha.
It's Steve Gosling. Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm fascinated by this. I can't believe, although the more I'm thinking about it, at first I'm thinking, well, this has got to be more of a girl thing because guys are so dopey. We're like, I don't care as long as you're hot. But I mean, come on. But, and I'm not going to name any names, but I will say this. I was particularly hurt in a relationship, and I had a hard time listening to an artist my daughters like who had a song with the girl's name in it. I had a hard time listening to that song. Isn't that okay. stupid?
Oh, no,
that's
I get
stupid.
It. I get it. No, because it pulls up emotions. Just like sights, smells, you know, all of that can bring back emotions.
Is a name a game changer as far as whether or not you'll see somebody, whether or not you're even going to entertain the thought of seeing somebody?
What name will you not date? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
833-287-1037. I'm just fascinated by this. I just found out that some people won't get involved with a person because and only because of their name. It mm-hmm. triggers something. For whatever reason, you are off a specific person just because of their name. Amanda, who is that person for you?
So there's three names because I have three brothers. I will not date someone with the same name as my brother.
Now, is that just because it'd be weird for you to be in a moment of passion with somebody that you had to say, had to have the yes. same name as your brother, or because you don't like your brother?
No. It would be so weird.
Okay, that's intriguing. I know some people right off the top of my head I can think of that he's married to a woman who has the same name as his sister. But you know what? I do remember my youngest daughter saying once, oh, I wanted to go out with this guy, but he had the same name as my brother, so I couldn't do it.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Amanda, yeah. Just so we know for the record, just so aspiring men listening know, who are the three names that aren't going to make the cut?
So it's difficult because there's like three most popular names for this age range. Ryan, Chris, and Brandon.
So it doesn't matter what Ryan, Chris, or Brandon do. Doesn't matter what they make for a living, how kind they are, how much they love your mom.
Okay.
They're out. They're done. Before they even get started.
Maybe. It would just be so weird.
Okay, so who is the hottest celebrity to you?
Oh. And see, Maybe it would probably be someone like Chris Evans or Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, now what if
both names are on the list?
Right. I mean, what would happen then? Would you have to? Would you have to give him a nickname just because you can't pass that up?
I mean, you know, if a millionaire, billionaire movie star knocked on my door, I could fall on that grenade. That's okay.
Perfect.
Just call him Rye Rye. Oh, Rye Rye.
I have a question for Tammy.
Okay.
Say Kurt wasn't around, you were suddenly single. Could you date a John?
Oh my God, I'm right here.
No, I'm just asking because I know I don't think I could.
I've turned you off to John's worldwide.
It's because we're so close and it feels weird.
I don't know.
This is not making me feel very nice. No. Thank you very much.
No, I understand what you're saying because, well, first of all, people always think that we're married, John, because we kind of are with our work.
Yeah, right. She's just my side action, by the way.
Oh, my God. Don't put me there. I deserve better than that. I don't know that the name would bug me. I'm more of a person where I have a hard time being friends with a girl with a certain name.
Oh.
Because of a past girlfriend who was mean to me or bad to me.
Oh, that's different, fascinating.
A different chapter to this interesting tale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I dated Tammy. I know exactly what I'd say. Of course your name is Tammy.
Yeah.
Of course.
See, I don't,
but
I don't
it wouldn't,
think...
It wouldn't stop me.
Yeah, I don't
it wouldn't
think
stop
so either.
Me.
Tammy, just put yourself in that nighttime mind frame. Like John said, in the throes of passion. Could
hey,
you imagine
hey,
saying John?
God.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, listen.
I bet you could imagine saying John. Come on, answer the question. Answer the question.
I know so many people named John that it's not just exclusive to him. So it doesn't, the name John just doesn't bring up John to my brain.
Come on, say something.
Plus, it's my stepdad's name.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, now this got weird. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. And we want to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, 833-287-1037. You're going to win Billy Currington and Kip Moore tickets for that show in July just by playing Tammy in her College of Hollywood Knowledge, 833-287-1037. Call now. If memory serves me correctly, we are getting closer and closer to Jessica's latest half marathon. You're so stressed out about this particular one.
Well, I haven't done one in almost 10 years.
Yeah, it's understandable.
That's right. I keep thinking that you just did one, but that was just a 5K, right?
A 10K, yeah.
I'm sorry, 10K, which is how long?
6 miles.
Okay, and this is 11.1?
13.1.
Okay,
ooh,
sorry.
Yep.
Okay, that's a long.
It's numbers.
Usually,
I know, John. It's fine.
No, but usually it goes the other way. Usually be saying, aren't you running 27 miles?
It's true.
That's
he is a man.
I'm right here.
But I am nervous about this one. And one of the things we haven't talked about is the fact not only am I doing the half marathon, I'm doing what they call the Dumbo Challenge. Well, it's at Disney, so Dumbo, obviously. But I think they call it Dumbo Challenge because you have to be dumb to do it. I'm doing the 10K on Saturday and then a half marathon on Sunday.
So two runs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, now just wait now. I remember when I was doing long-distance rides, before the big ride, like the 100-mile ride that we did, we do like a 25-mile ride the day before to kind of get warmed up. That's exactly what you're doing here.
Yeah, but it's still nerve-wracking because I'm afraid I'm going to push myself a little, because I have a tendency to push myself at the beginning of a race a little too hard, and I'm afraid of pushing myself too hard in the 10K and then being exhausted the next day. That's the risk you run when you do these kind of challenges.
Okay, so quick question. We know on the race on Sunday, you can get swept because you're not keeping pace. What about the day before one?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Oh,
yeah.
Really? They sweep you on the warm-up run?
Yeah. Well, because they do it through the parks, and they have to get the park open, so they need people out of there. They can't just, you know, lackadaisily walking through Toontown.
By the way, I just found out last week, if you're wondering what that means, I just found out last week that these marathon officials, they're heartless. If you're going too slow, or you're a blister or something, they're going to come out in the van and go, get in the van, loser. Let's go. You're done. You're done.
Oh, gosh.
I don't care. No churro for you.
Yeah.
Out of the park.
Yeah.
Oh, just.
Yeah, and that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, it's rough, and I got swept on my last half marathon, so I just want to finish.
Are they at least nice when they quote unquote sweep you off the course? Are they at least nice about it?
Yeah, no, they're nice. They don't really say much. When I got swept, they didn't really say much. We all knew what was happening, and we all just like
it probably
quietly
would make
walked
it,
into the bus.
It would probably make it worse if they talk too much to you, because sometimes the more someone says something, the more upset you can totally
can
get.
Can you imagine
that.
The heartless marathon sweeper? Yeah. Hey, so you didn't finish, huh? Trained pretty hard for this, didn't you, though?
Oh, my God.
Wow, what a waste of time that was.
That would be awful.
Oh, my God.
They should give you a nice soft blankie.
Yeah, right.
No, and some hot chocolate.
Something filled with carbs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jessica, yeah. You're not going to get swept. You're going to do this. We have nothing but faith in you. You are very determined. If you hit that marathon course the way you hit the job here, there's no doubt in my mind or Tammy's mind that you are going to have no problem finishing.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. I really, and I appreciate all the listeners that have donated, because I'm not just doing this for myself. I'm actually doing this as a fundraiser for St. Jude.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of listeners that have donated to my fundraiser. I'll put it back up on our Facebook and on our Instagram stories for KSON.
Very cool.
If you want to donate, because I am still behind on that too, which is just, it's just fun. So I could be, not only if I get swept, I could be a loser in the race, I could be a loser and not hit my $2,000 mark.
What you're doing is you're piling on now, mm-hmm. Producer Jessica. Don't be a piler. Go hit the treadmill. Don't get swept. Don't get swept.
I'll give you a blankie.
Thank you.
Good luck. You'll be fine. You're going to do this. I can't wait to hear the story on Monday.
Okay.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Tina in Allied Gardens. Hey, Tina, how's it going?
Hey. Fine. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing really well. How about you, Tam?
Good.
All right, we got that covered. So now, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please, Tina.
Tammy, can you go get a cup of coffee, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Tina, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you also, Tina, the all ties go to Tammy, okay?
You got it.
Carrie Underwood and Nelly saw a little drop in their streaming numbers after performing for President Trump's inauguration. Carrie is set to return as a judge on the singing show that she won season 4 of. What's that show?
American Idol.
A movie based on the book Oh, the Places You'll Go is coming in 2028. The author of this book also wrote The Cat in the Hat, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and The Lorax, all of which were turned into movies. Who wrote all these books?
Dr. Seuss.
Happy birthday to Elijah Wood, who played Frodo Baggins in what Oscar-winning film trilogy?
Lord of the Rings.
Peacock ordered a series adaptation of Aline Hildebrand's The Five-Star Weekend with Jennifer Garner starring. Jennifer Garner became famous playing Sidney Bristow, an international spy for the CIA, on what J.J. Abrams thriller that ran on ABC for 5 seasons?
Alias.
And finally, Jeremy Allen White is all set to play Bruce Springsteen in a biopic. Jeremy got famous playing Lip on the long-running show Shameless and has won multiple Emmys and Golden Globes playing a chef in an Italian beef joint in Chicago named Carm on this Hulu show. What's it called?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in then. So, Tina, what you got going on today?
Oh, I'm just sitting in front of the post office to mail some letters and go to work.
I haven't been in a post office for a very long time, like actually in line.
Oh, really?
Until recently. And I don't know about your post office, but I had to mail a package out during Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the most delightful conversation with the person that worked at the post office. The nicest guy, loved his job. It was like everything you don't hear about people that work at the post office. This guy was the opposite.
Negative things always spread faster.
Right,
there's plenty
right.
of great people who work at the post office.
So, Tina, moral of the story is be nice to your post workers today.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Tina, you're welcome. Tina did not come here for a lecture, Tammy. She came here to beat you, and she came pretty close. 4 out of 5 today.
Nice job.
Woo!
Carrie Underwood and Nelly saw a little drop in their streaming numbers after performing for President Trump's inauguration. Carrie is set to return as a judge on the singing show she won season 4 of. What is it?
American Idol.
I don't know how she's going to be as a judge. You know?
It'll be interesting to see.
I mean, she's such a strong vocalist. I wonder if it's going to be hard for her to take someone who's not as strong as her and give him constructive criticism.
Wasn't always Michael Jordan. She wasn't always Carrie Underwood.
But
so.
he couldn't be a coach because he couldn't accept people that didn't have his skills. Say, like, well, bro, you're the best ever. How come? Well, anyway, these are things I think about. It's 1-to-1. A movie based on the book Oh, the Places You'll Go is coming in 2028. The author of this book also wrote The Cat in the Hat, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and The Lorax, all of which were turned into movies. Who wrote all these books?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is right. 2-to-2. Happy birthday to Elijah Wood, who played Frodo Baggins in what Oscar-winning film trilogy?
That would be, oh my God, Tammy, you know this. I see them all there. Why can't I come up with the name? Because I panic.
Who are you talking to there, Tammy?
Myself.
Okay, good to know.
Because I talk myself out of things. It's the... Lord of the Rings.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
Wow.
It's so panic-inducing when all of a sudden your mind goes blank. Trust me.
Trust you. I live it every day. I'm more surprised when something pops up in there. It's 3-3. Whoa! What was that? Peacock ordered a series adaptation of Eileen Hildebrand's The Five-Star Weekend with Jennifer Garner starring. Jennifer Garner became famous playing Sidney Bristow, an international spy for the CIA, on what J.J. Abrams thriller that ran on ABC for 5 seasons?
Oh, dang it. I know this one, too, but I can't remember the name of it, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing like I just did. I think I hurt my brain. I don't remember
the name. Alias.
Dang it.
Tina, you got that right, right?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. 4-3, Tina. Mm-hmm. Tammy, you have to get this right, or you owe Tina $100.
Yep.
You ready for this?
I am.
You want a break?
Come on, just...
Okay. Jeremy Allen White is all set to play Bruce Springsteen in a biopic. Jeremy got famous playing Lip on the long-running show Shameless on Showtime. And has won multiple Emmys and Golden Globes playing a chef in an Italian beef joint in Chicago named Carm on this Hulu show. What's it called?
The Bear.
Ah, the Bear is right. Tina snatches it from you right at the end, going 4-4. A tie means Tammy wins. No money from Tammy today, but a great prize nevertheless.
Congratulations, Tammy.
Oh, thank you, honey. That was a hard-fought game, and my brain still hurts. You have a pair of tickets now to see Billy Currington and Kit Moore. They're coming to Gallagher Square at Petco Park July 19th.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Tina, enjoy that so much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Enjoy the concert.
Thank you. I will. You guys have a wonderful day.
Friday officially is the last day if anyone's doing dry January.
Does that mean you drink on Friday or you have to wait until Saturday?
Well, I guess it depends on how you decided to do it.
I was at midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah.
Boy,
midnight.
When you positively have to get your drink on, stay up till midnight.
Well,
the countdown is on.
It is Friday night. Greg is joining us this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Hello.
And you are participating in Dry January.
Yes.
Last time we checked in, you were doing good. You hadn't broke it at all?
No.
What about today? How are you doing today?
Hang on. Something's behind your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you right now. You partied on Sunday. You had to when your team made it to the Super Bowl. Avid Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Yes. Go Birds.
And you never drank?
I did not drink on Sunday.
But you had to. But I saw your eyes. But you have.
I've got to turn in my Dry January chip, unfortunately.
Okay,
today.
What happened?
What did you finally crack? Was it something the kids did?
No, I went to Portland on Saturday.
Say no more.
Yeah. I had to go to Portland on Saturday, and I was staying with my buddy, and I was up there for work for the day, and it was the end of Dry January.
So when we were kids, when we had to celebrate Lent and we were on the road for a vacation or on a road trip, my mom would say because we were traveling, we had special dispensation from the Pope as far as not having to eat meat on Friday.
Oh, really?
And of course, to them it meant
thank you, Mr. Pope.
It's inconvenient to find fish. We can go to a McDonald's and get, mm-hmm, you know, to get sure. a Big Mac. And they threw the Pope in there. So maybe because you were traveling, the
Are
point
you
of the story
me special concessions?
I'm thinking maybe you have special dispensation because you were in a different zip code,
it doesn't really count.
Did you continue to break it, or you haven't had any drinks since then?
I have not since.
Oh, okay. So you jumped right back in.
Yeah.
See, so you're not a quitter, which is great.
Yeah. Okay. And I learned a lot this month. I think I got everything out of it that I wanted to.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
It was a positive experience.
Now, John jumped in late to Dry January. You were just going to do 30 days without booze before your family vacation next month.
Yeah.
And where are you at?
You know, let's not nitpick.
There's something behind your eyes, bro.
You started on the 20th.
Yeah, I made it 8 days, 7 days. Okay, so yesterday we got our keys and our garage door opener for our new place, and you have to celebrate that. You have to raise a glass, so you toast to a nice new beginning, and you forget about
Again?
Dry January.
Did you go right back into Dry January?
Well, it was only yesterday, so yeah, so far. I haven't been pounding the booze this morning.
So, does this mean I'm better than everybody in this room? I'm the only one that has stuck it to it.
Well, you get the gold ribbon, that's for sure. Good job. Congratulations.
I'm real snotty. I'm talking about myself. I'm proud of myself. And I'm really disappointed in the rest of you. So
you're not upset. You're just disappointed.
Very disappointed.
That was a very mom answer.
Fair.
A very mom answer.
Well, regardless, it ends this weekend. Whether you're a teetotaler and want to wait till Saturday, or you're going to wait till midnight 01, like Tammy and Jessica, and pound it.
Or you someone who is like to their husband, please just break it. Just go ahead. Here's some scotch or a tequila, whichever you like. I'll go get it for you.
Yeah.
Has Megan Perry, ABC 10 meteorologist. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. Has Megan been on you to start maybe backsliding? Come on, Greg. You know, you're a lot nicer when you drink.
No. She's been like,
Come on, Greg.
Let's just do it.
Let's open
a bottle. Come on. And I was like, no, man, come on. We got to stay strong. I'm going to Portland. See you later.
I told her.
I was like, "Listen, I'm gonna drink there. It's gonna happen."
So you hadn't even left the house before you cheated.
I told her though. I was very open about it.
I take back the dispensation then.
Yeah, it was premeditated.
It was premeditated.
I will admit.
Oh my gosh.
John and Tammy on San Diego's country station 103.7 KSON. Jelly Roll is currently in Hawaii, which does mean he's changed his name to, wait for it, Hawaiian Roll. Pretty good.
Jelly and his wife Bunny are having a very nice time on vacation in Jelly Roll, especially because he's not being recognized.
You hear that? They're playing Save Me right now. And nobody here knows it. I'm standing in line. They're banging Save Me. It's like the second Jelly Roll song that came on. And I'm just standing there. None of the lions knows me at all.
How sweet is that? He was so excited that nobody recognized him. But right after they posted that.
How do you not recognize Jelly Roll?
The people in Hawaii have an answer. A lot of them said, yes, we do know it's you, but we're respecting your time for your vacation. Aloha.
Whoa.
You know, yeah, I thought that was really cool,
well
too.
Well played, Hawaii.
Yes.
Well played. Hey, just a quick reminder, John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach is back. It's so big, we talk in the third person about it.
And you will see Jelly Roll there.
You will see Jelly Roll there. And you need to be on KSON.com if you want to win and take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for starting it with us, John and Tammy, on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.